Krishna Book, Canto 21, Odds and Ends, Chapter 89, Scene 1. The sages conclude that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Truth. Long, long ago, there was an assembly of great sages on the bank of the river Sarasvati, and they performed a great sacrifice of the name Satra Yajna. In such assemblies, the great sages usually discuss Vedic subject matters and philosophical topics. And in this particular meeting, the following question was raised. The three predominating deities of this material world, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, are directing all the affairs of this cosmos. But who among them is the Supreme? After much discussion on this question, the great sage named Bhrigu, who is the son of Lord Brahma, was deputed to test all three predominating deities and report to the assembly as to who is the greatest. Being thus deputed, the great sage Bhrigu Muni first of all went to his father's residence in Brahmaloka. The three deities are the controllers of the three material qualities, namely the qualities of goodness, passion, and ignorance. The plan decided upon by the sages was for Bhrigu to test which of the predominating deities possesses the quality of goodness in full. Therefore, when Bhrigu Muni reached his father, Lord Brahma, because he wanted to test whether he had the quality of goodness, Bhrigu Muni purposely did not offer respects to his father, either by offering obeisances or by offering prayers. It is the duty of a son or disciple to offer respects and recite suitable prayers when he approaches his father or spiritual master. But Bhrigu Muni purposely failed to offer respects just to see Lord Brahma's reaction to this negligence. Lord Brahma was very angry at his son's impudency, and he showed signs which definitely proved this to be so. Lord Brahma was even prepared to condemn Bhrigu by cursing him. But because Bhrigu was his son, Lord Brahma controlled his anger with his great intelligence. This means that although the quality of passion was prominent in Lord Brahma, he had the power to control it. Lord Brahma's anger and his controlling his anger are likened to fire and water. Water is produced from fire, but fire can be extinguished with water. Similarly, although Lord Brahma was very angry due to his quality of passion, Lord Brahma could still control his passion because Bhrigu Muni was his son. After testing Lord Brahma, Bhrigu Muni went directly to the planet Kailas, where Lord Shiva resides. Bhrigu Muni happened to be Lord Shiva's brother. Therefore, as soon as Bhrigu Muni approached, Lord Shiva was very glad and personally rose to embrace him. But when Lord Shiva approached, Bhrigu Muni refused to embrace Lord Shiva. "Oh, my dear brother, you are always very impure. Because you smear your body with ashes, you are not very clean. So please, do not touch me." When Bhrigu Muni refused to embrace his brother, saying that Lord Shiva was very impure, Lord Shiva became very angry with Bhrigu Muni. It is said that an offense can be committed either with the body, with the mind, or by speech. Bhrigu Muni's first offense committed towards Lord Brahma was an offense with the mind. Bhrigu Muni's second offense, committed towards Lord Shiva by insulting him, criticizing Lord Shiva for unclean habits, was an offense by speech. Because the quality of ignorance is prominent in Lord Shiva, when he heard Bhrigu's insult, his eyes immediately became red with anger. With uncontrollable rage, Lord Shiva took up his trident and prepared to kill Bhrigu Muni. At that time, Lord Shiva's wife Parvati was present. Her personality is a mixture of the three qualities, and therefore she is called Triguna Mayi. In this case, she saved the situation by evoking Lord Shiva's quality of goodness. She fell down at the feet of her husband, and with sweet words, she talked Lord Shiva out of killing Bhrigu Muni. After being saved from the anger of Lord Shiva, Bhrigu Muni went directly to the planet Shvetadvipa, where Lord Vishnu was lying on a bed of flowers. Accompanied by his wife, the goddess of fortune, who was engaged in massaging Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, there Bhrigu Muni purposely committed the greatest sin by offending Lord Vishnu by his bodily activities. The first offense committed by Bhrigu Muni was mental, the second offense was vocal, and the third offense was corporal. These different offenses are progressively greater in degree. An offense committed within the mind is a positive offense. The same offense committed verbally is comparatively more grave. But when committed by bodily action, it is superlative in offensiveness. So Bhrigu Muni committed the greatest offense by touching the chest of Lord Krishna with his foot in the presence of the goddess of fortune. Of course, Lord Vishnu is all merciful, so he did not become angry at the activities of Bhrigu Muni, because Bhrigu Muni was a great Brahmana. A Brahmana is to be excused even if he sometimes commits an offense, and Lord Vishnu set the example. Yet it is said that from the time of this incident, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi has not been very favorably disposed towards the Brahmanas, and therefore because the goddess of fortune withholds her benedictions from them, Brahmanas are generally very poor. Bhrigu Muni's touching the chest of Lord Vishnu with his foot was certainly a great offense, but Lord Vishnu is so great that he did not care. The so-called Brahmanas of the Kali Yuga are sometimes very proud that they can touch the chest of Lord Vishnu with their feet. But when Bhrigu Muni touched the chest of Lord Vishnu with his feet, it was different, because although it was the greatest offense, Lord Vishnu, being greatly magnanimous, did not take it very seriously. So instead of being angry or cursing Bhrigu Muni, Lord Vishnu immediately got up from his bed along with his wife, the goddess of fortune, and offered respectful obeisances to the Brahmana. Lord Vishnu then addressed Bhrigu Muni, "My dear Brahmana, it is a great blessing for me that you have come here. Please, therefore, sit down on this cushion for a few minutes. My dear Brahmana, I am very sorry that when you first entered, I could not receive you properly. So it was a great offense on my part, and I beg you to pardon me. You are so pure and great that the water which washes your feet can purify even the places of pilgrimage. I therefore request you to purify this Vaikuntha planet where I live with my associates. My dear father, O great sage, I know that your feet are very soft like a lotus flower, and that my chest is as hard as a thunderbolt. I am therefore afraid that you may have felt some pain by touching my chest with your feet. So let me therefore touch your feet in order to relieve the pain you have suffered." Lord Vishnu then began to massage the feet of Bhrigu Muni as he continued to address him. "My dear Bhrigu Muni, my chest has now become sanctified because of the touch of your feet, and I am now assured that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, will be very glad to live there perpetually." Another name for Lakshmi is Chanchala, for she does not stay in one place for a long time. Therefore, we see that a rich man's family sometimes becomes poor after a few generations, and sometimes we see that a poor man's family becomes very rich. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is Chanchala in this material world, whereas in the Vaikuntha planets, she eternally lives at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Because Lakshmi is famous as Chanchala, Lord Narayan indicated that she might not have been living perpetually by his chest. But because his chest had been touched by the feet of Bhrigu Muni, it was now sanctified, and there was no chance that the goddess of fortune would leave. Bhrigu Muni, however, could understand his own position and that of Lord Krishna, and Bhrigu Muni was struck with wonder at the behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his gratitude, Bhrigu Muni's voice choked up, and he was unable to reply to the words of Lord Krishna. Tears glided down from his eyes, and Bhrigu Muni could not say anything. He simply stood silently before Lord Krishna. So after testing Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu, Bhrigu Muni returned to the assembly of great sages on the bank of the river Sarasvati and described his experience. And after hearing Bhrigu Muni with great attention, the sages concluded that of all the predominating deities, certainly Lord Vishnu is situated in the mode of goodness in the highest degree. In Srimad Bhagavatam, these great sages are described as Brahmavadinam. Brahmavadinam means those who talk about the Absolute Truth, but who have not yet come to a conclusion. Generally, Brahmavadi refers to the impersonalist, or to those who are students of the Vedas. It is to be understood, therefore, that all the gathered sages were serious students of Vedic literature, but had not yet come to definite conclusions as to who is the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead. After hearing Bhrigu Muni's experience in meeting all three predominating deities, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Vishnu, the sages concluded that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Truth, the Personality of Godhead. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that after hearing the details from Bhrigu Muni, the sages were astonished because although Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva were immediately agitated, Lord Vishnu, in spite of being kicked by Bhrigu Muni, was not agitated in the least. The example is given that small lamps may become agitated by a little breeze, but the greatest lamp, or the greatest illuminating source, the sun, is never moved, even by the greatest hurricane. One's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. The sages gathered on the bank of the river Sarasvati concluded that if anyone wants actual peace and freedom from all fearfulness, he or she should take shelter of the lotus feet of Vishnu. If Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva lost their peaceful attitude upon a slight provocation, how could they maintain the peace and tranquility of their devotees? As for Lord Vishnu, however, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita that anyone who accepts Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna as the supreme friend attains the highest perfection of peaceful life. Thus ends Chapter 89, Scene 1. The sages conclude that Lord Vishnu is the supreme truth. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.